Today's Tanya for the 5th of Shvat is in Perek Yud Zayin, Chapter 17. It's on page 240 in Lessons in Tanya. And it continues the explanation of Kodei Ve'lecha Adover Me'eid V'sicho B'lvavcho La'seise. The Alter Rebbe shows that every person is capable of serving God with the heart because the part of the heart that is necessary in the serving God is that part of the heart that is the recesses of the heart, the part that is relevant and necessary for the doing of the mitzvah, even though the other part of the heart, the actual emotion, the palpable emotion and the revealed part of the heart, is beyond some people and is not close to everyone to do. Because it is not a matter of doing, it's a matter of pure emotion, pure love. And for that, you have to have a profound understanding of godliness to be able to go from the seichel, from the knowledge, to an actual feeling that is palpable in the heart. Now, should someone think that this other part of the heart, the part of the heart that is relevant only to action, that is necessary for action, is a lesser aveda and a secondary kind of service and not a full-fledged and real service of God, the Alter Rebbe will say in today's share how that is not the case. Because when the Torah says, Kodei Ve'lecha Adover Me'eid B'Ficha B'Vavcha La'Seisei, the Torah is not talking about a secondary or minimal service of God. It's talking about serving God, a true service. So that even though this heart is merely the part of the heart that has to do with action, that doesn't make it a secondary or lesser avodah. And that's why the Alter Rebbe says, "Zeh kol ha'adam," and this, the part of the heart that is geared for action, for the doing of the mitzvah, this is what the purpose of man is all about. Ki hayeim la'asei sam ksiv, because the pasuk says, hayeim la'asei sam, that today is the day for the doing. The literal meaning is, I command you these mitzvahs today to do them. But the deeper meaning is that this day, meaning this world, before Moshiach comes, or before the neshama leaves the body and goes back to heaven, hayeim, today, this world, is the world of doing. The action is the primary thing in this world. Shehayeim hu'eilam ha'maisa dafke, hayeim refers to the world of action. Ulemachol, and tomorrow, is lekabel schar, tomorrow is a time for reward, as is explained elsewhere, what the time of reward means. But the first part of the verse, hayeim la'aseisam, that hayeim, today, this world is a world of deeds. And therefore, that emotion, or that conviction of the heart, which is not a full-blown emotion, it is necessary and practical because it serves the action. It's geared for action. This is not a secondary or less important aveda. On the contrary, hayeim la'aseisam. In this world, it is the doing that is primary, that is of utmost importance, and therefore that part of the heart that is geared for action is the more important part, the more relevant part. V'hameyach shalit b'tivei v'tildosei. Al-chol ha-smoli shebelev. The Alpi, the Alkol Hoevarim, Shehem Klei HaMaiser. And now continuing on the explanation of how it is close to every person in the heart to do, since the mind is in the control, under control, in the Beinoni, and by its nature the mind governs over the heart and over the mouth and over all the limbs that act, that perform, therefore it is very close to every person who has a brain to serve God with the mouth and with the hands and with the heart. Only here the Alter Rebbe is using the expression Meyach Shalat al Halev differently than the way he used it in an earlier chapter, where he was saying that the Meyach Shalit Al Halev, in that you don't have to listen to the heart. And in that instance, in that context, Meyach Shalit Al Halev meant that the heart, that the mind is stronger than the heart, stronger in its influence on the body, that the mind can influence the body in the Beinoni and get the body to do the mitzvah, whereas the heart in the Beinoni doesn't have that strength. Here the Alter Rebbe is saying Meyach Shalit Al Halev in a more literal sense, that it's not only stronger than the heart, it is stronger in the heart. It influences the heart and makes the heart behave a certain way. In this case, it brings to the heart a conviction that the heart is also moved to the conviction of the service of God, that God should be served, and that the Jew should serve God. There is one exception. Imlay, except for that person, Mishu Rasha Be'emes, a person who is a true Rasha. What is a true Rasha? The Rebbe explained earlier, the Aveda of the Beinoni is called MS for one of two reasons. MS means that which is permanent, that which is always. So in MS you can have one of two possibilities. One is an actual MS, and the other is a potential MS. The Beinoni's love for God is not actual at all times, but it is in potential at all times. Since at any time the Beinoni can arouse his love for God in davening and saying the Shema, therefore in potential the love is always available and is always there. So to that degree it is emes. On the higher level there is that which is emes in the actual, that the tzaddik who always loves God with an actual love, with a palpable love. The same can also apply to a Rasha. The Rasha, we found there are two levels. There's the Rasha V'Tevloi, and then the Rasha V'Ralei. The Rasha V'Tevloi means that although he sins, yet he has thoughts of regret. A person who has thoughts of regret, his evil is not constant. It's only in potential. Since the thought of regret will not make him stop sinning, so the actual wickedness, the actual sinning, is interrupted but not stopped. So on the one hand, in actual practice, he's not constantly sinning. So he's not a Rasha in the actual at all times. However, even when he's not sinning, in potential, since he hasn't really done tshuva, so in potential, he will sin again. So in potential, he is truly evil, truly in the sense that it is constant. So he is constantly evil on a potential level. Then there is that Rasha who is constantly evil in the actual, not just in potential. And that is called the Rasha Be'emes. K'may Merezal, what is it about the Rasha Be'emes that makes him the exception? The sages say, "Harishoyim heim bereshus libam, ve'ein libam bereshus amklal." That the wicked, the Rasha, is in the control of his heart and is not in control of his heart at all. He has no control of his heart. He is under the control. He is in control. The heart controls him. So, because the heart controls him, and he has no control over the heart at all, therefore, this natural state, the state where the mind controls the heart, Meyach Shalit Al Halev, is denied to the true Rasha. And therefore, if he is a true Rasha, it isn't true of him that it is close to you in your heart to do. So that statement, Karei Ve'Lecha Hadavar, does not apply to a true Rasha. Because it is not close to him in his heart to do, because he has no access to his heart at all. His heart governs him. He does not govern his heart at all. Of course, this doesn't mean that he can't do mitzvahs. He must do mitzvahs, and he can do mitzvahs, and he might do mitzvahs. We're talking here about doing the mitzvah with a conviction of the heart. It is the conviction of the heart that he's unable to do, unable to attain. But he certainly is not exempted from doing mitzvahs and doesn't exempt himself from doing mitzvahs. And this fact, this condition of not being able to control his heart at all, and not being able to reach his heart, is einish al gedol ve'etzem aveinam. This is a punishment for the severity and the enormity of their sin. In other words, we're not talking about an average Russia. We're talking about a Russia whose sins are enormous and powerful, and because of it, they are punished in that this control that they once had over their heart, by nature, is removed. So although it's a natural condition, by nature the mind controls the heart. So why should it be denied the Russia? No matter how bad the Russia is, what does it have to do with his nature? If the control of mind over heart comes by nature, then it doesn't depend on virtue. And that's why the Alter Rebbe is saying that this loss of control is a punishment. It's not a natural state. By nature, a person should have Meyach Shalit Al Halev. Even in the sense of the mind influencing the heart, not only overruling the heart. But the Rasha Be'emes doesn't have that because it is taken away as a punishment for his sins. If so, the statement Korev Elecha Hadavar Me'ed does not apply to all Jews. How can that be? So the Rebbe says, V'lei dibra teira b'meisim elu shebechayeyim kruyim meisim. The Torah does not speak. The statement that it is close to you in your heart to do is not addressed to those who even while they're alive are called dead. And the Russia, the true Russia, is considered dead even while they're alive. So it's not an exception. It's not that the Torah speaks only to certain people, and to certain Jews and not other Jews. The Torah is speaking to all Jews. The fact that this Russia is left out, the fact that this Russia doesn't have that capacity, is not an exception. The statement Korev Elecha Hadavar Me'ed is not a partially true statement. It is true of every Jew, as long as he's alive. If he's not alive, then of course the statement doesn't apply to him. Not alive in the sense that he has no access to his heart. If you have no access to your heart, then you're no longer alive. Ki be'emes, because the truth is that the Russia is not included in the statement, because e'efshel l'rishoyim l'haschel l'avid Hashem, because it is impossible for the Russia to begin to serve God, b'li she'yasu tshuva al ha'over tchila, without first repenting for the past. In other words, in this aveda of the heart, the Russia cannot approach God on that level without doing tshuva first. It's not that he can't do mitzvahs. It's not that he can't be perfectly observant in all mitzvahs without doing tshuva, but he won't have access to his heart until he does tshuva. And the tshuva is l'shaber haklipis. It is necessary in order to shatter the klipa, shehem mosach mavdil u'mechita shel barzel hamafsekes beinom le'aviyem shebashamayim. Before the Russia, the true Russia, can approach God in his heart, he first has to break the klipa, because the klipa stands as a curtain that separates and a mechitza that severs the Russia from his Father in heaven. These are these two things. The curtain that separates is klipa, but it's klipas noiga. It's a bright klipa. And all it does is separate. It doesn't sever. And then there's the mechitza shel barzel, the iron curtain, the iron wall that is mafsik. It's not only separates, it severs. And for these two kinds of klipa, the tshuva is meant to shatter that klipa and to remove these obstructions. Al yedei, how does tshuva shatter klipa? Al yedei shviras libei umeziras nafshei al chatov. Tshuva means the brokenheartedness and the bitterness of the soul over one's sins. That brokenheartedness actually breaks not the heart, but the klipa. Kameshikosa bezeir al posuk, as he writes in the Zeir, on the verse, Ziv chelikim ruach nishbaza, lev nishba, etc. A posuk in Tehillim, where he says that the sacrifices of Elohim is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Usually when a sacrifice is mentioned, when a karban is mentioned, it's usually karban Hashem, not karban Elohim. Here it says Zivchei Elohim, the sacrifices of Elohim, is ruach nishbara lev nishba. That as far as Hashem, the name Hashem is concerned, that's the aspect of chesed. There is forgiveness much more readily, much more easily than in Shem Elikim. Shem Elikim is Gvura. Gvura is much more exacting and much more demanding. What is a sacrifice that can bring forgiveness even from Shem Elikim? That's the sacrifice of the heart, the broken heart. When a person is brokenhearted and it shatters the klipa, that brings forgiveness even from Shem Elikim. Shal yidei lev nishba, because through the broken heart is nishbaza ruach hatuma desitza acha. The verse says, ruach nishbaza lev nishba. The broken spirit of the broken heart. Which means that the broken heart breaks the ruach, the spirit which is the animal soul, the ruach of tuma, of sitra achra, and that once that is broken, then the forgiveness is given. Ayin sham parshas Pinchas, daf reish ches, u parshas vayikro, daf ches, v'daf hei omed alef, u bepirish haramaz sham. In the Hayim Yom for the 5th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that a mensch darf marbe sein in sagen Eisies HaTeira. A person, a mensch, has to recite words of Teira constantly, all the time. Sagen Tehillim, Chazer and Mishnayis, ven in vu eken, wherever and whenever possible. And this is in order to strengthen the existence, the stability of the world. Also in order to save himself from the punishment of the grave. And in order to be a keli, to merit and be able to receive all the highest revelations.